Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Praise God. Well, I want to mention briefly here before we go into talking about a little of the format, and then we're going to come to a close. We're already in the last half hour about vision. You know, you think about it in Proverbs 29:18, we're told that where there's no vision, where there's no vision, no dream, the people perish. They literally have no ability to restrain themselves. You think about this. The vision is so important. We got to be able to have a vision, but not just any vision, because God talks about over and over again the vision and dreams that come out of people's minds and all, but understanding what God's vision is for us, for his church, a victorious church. And this is my dream. This is my vision. I can see this. I believe God for it. Yes, it's contingent upon God's people responding, but I truly believe I have a dream, and my dream is that there's a third great awakening coming to the United States of America, a third great awakening coming to the United States of America, where fathers' hearts are turning to their children and children to their fathers, natural and spiritual. That there are people who love God and who will love God when they meet him. Those who don't know him, but they'll actually love him when they meet him. Who desire in their heart to walk with him and walk in his ways. Who are desperate to once again be the family of God and relate accordingly. They haven't given up on family. They haven't allowed what's happened in the natural family, how the enemy's attacked it, to give it. They said, you know, I believe in the family of God. I have a dream of seeing the fatherless men and women becoming fathered, healed, delivered, encouraged to go and father the fatherless themselves. I have a dream that once again, God's people rejoice when they say, let's go and fellowship with the church. I have a dream that the fathers and fathering will once again be honored. I have a dream where natural and spiritual parenting will not only be normal and honored, but it'll be held in high esteem. I have a dream that children, natural and spiritual, will know and understand the wisdom of God and honor their fathers and mothers, natural and spiritual. I have a dream that God's people will once again seek his voice, not the voice of others or search engines on the virtual highway. I have a dream that God's people will once again live in the glory that they were called to live in, and that those who are not God's will fear coming amongst their number. I have a dream that God's people, young and old, parents and children, will once again truly have a personal, abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, that they would know his voice and abide with him on a daily basis. I have a dream that once again, Christians will openly declare, as Paul did, as Jesus himself did, in saying, who are you calling good? The only good in us is God, and he is good. That we would derail this self-righteous train and let everyone know how we are sinners saved by grace, and that the good we're able to do, that we're able to walk out and to have in our life, and the sin that we're able to refrain from solely is because of the power that comes through the faith in Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross of Christ. I have a dream. I have a dream that the power of God that comes in the name and because of Jesus, and through our faith in Jesus, that we would present ourselves as young men and young women in the Lord, and the power of God would begin to move powerfully through his people. I have a dream. I have a dream where God is pouring out his Spirit on everyone. The young people and the older people are prophesying to the point of overflowing with vision. I have a dream of a church that is not identified by its natural clothing or its natural building description or its organizational relationships, but solely identified as sons and daughters of God, the family of God, covered in the soul-cleansing, sin-forgiving, righteous blood of Jesus. I have a dream. I have a dream that we're the more persecuted the church becomes, the greater it grows in size, and the fear of the Lord resides. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a vision. I have a dream that those who identify themselves as the family of God, who have made Jesus the Lord of their life will no longer be seeking to compete, extinguish, or dilute another brother or sister's service of their Lord in their city or their nation, but seek to encourage, inspire, and promote that which is being done by God. I have a dream that if we, God's people, declare His name and humble ourselves and turn from our evil ways and begin to pray and abide with Him, that our nation, the land, even America, will be blessed and restored. I have a dream that the family of God, with the glory of God, will fill the earth. In Jesus' name, lordship, honor, and majesty will be known in all the earth. I have a dream. I have a dream that the truth of God's word is being taught. And people are responding and turning back to Him. No matter how big the turn, that we'd once again fear Him and follow Him and be used by Him. It is a dream that has cost me mostly everything to this point, of which I've gladly surrendered. But I desire to begin this conversation with you through VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, that together we can see more than a mountaintop view of the dream, that we can walk into the promised land with the milk of God's word flowing daily in our lives and the honey of His presence, the honey of His glory flowing over our lives. Join us for this conversation at VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program at VFNTV.com, where we truly are loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.